What do you make of the first 7 days of the Scotia North Division?
Yes. Well, I guess expect the unexpected so far, right? I mean, I don't think, at least out here, I don't know if many anticipated Ottawa opening the season with a win over Toronto. And then just look at last night when you had McDavid versus Matthews, and then one of the late games, Montreal and Vancouver. And if you had to guess which was going to be the more entertaining high event game, you probably would have said Toronto versus Edmonton, but instead it was the opposite. So in a lot of ways, there's going to be some surprises, I think, as we work our way through this thing, which is great. And there's just like, there's no break from it. Like there's, you know, a good all Canadian matchups. And then you wake up the next morning, you're like, oh, there's more to watch tonight. It's nonstop for the next couple of months here, which if you're a hockey fanatic, it is great. Whether you cheer for Calgary, whether you cheer for Toronto, whoever your team is for, there's going to be times where you feel like $1 million. There's going to be times where you want to pull your hair out. And it's just going to come, I think, a lot more frequently and a lot more rapid than we're used to just because of the condensed schedule. So I think there's still a lot of things that that may catch us off guard that's yet to come here this year. But I'm all for it. Like if there's chaos in like a good way, that's what I love. So the unpredictability, I think, is what's going to make this division so special and such a unique time for all hockey fans across the country.
He is Sportsnet's Kyle Bukauskas. He's joining us on the Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar guest hotline. A couple more for you, Kyle. Just on that note, I know it's been talked about a little bit here, and it'll be talked about as the year goes on. When you add to 82 games, you've got some flexibility to mix in some more opponents in there. Seattle's coming in the league. It might complicate things. Would you petition to keep this division a permanent thing? Is it a nice one-off for you? Where do you stand on that discussion?
I've thought a little bit about that. I have, and I know Elliot has brought up the point that, you know, once you let it out of the box, it's tough to get it back in. I understand that. I imagine it would be tough, and I would have to, you know, talk to some players to get a real sense, but I imagine it would be tough for teams. You know, I know Vancouver doesn't have the greatest travel schedule, even, you know, before the realignment happened here for this year, but you think about, you know, teams like them, and then the ones out east, like having to go three time zones across just to play a divisional opponent. I don't know if that'll grow tired after a while, and just playing the same six teams over and over again, 9 or 10 times. Does that eventually wear thin after a few years of doing it? You know, a one-off, it's great. And part of that is that too, just the specialness of, you know, the one season that, you know, despite the circumstances and given everything that's going on, this is what we got. And, you know, moving forward, maybe it's something that we don't necessarily have to do again because we're able to travel a little more freely and the schedule looks a little more similar to what it was before. So I wouldn't mind if it kind of went back to the way it was before. Love the all-Canadian matchups, but, you know, at the same time, it can start to lose its luster if that's what you get all the time, right? Like we saw it early on with the outdoor games, the Winter Classics, the first couple were so special, and HBO was in there with the 24/7, and wow, how great is this? And then for the TV audience, after a few years, it kind of went, well, that one looked a lot like the one last year, and it just lost a little bit of the sex appeal, if you will. And so I love the all-Canadian matchups because they only happen every so often. You know, the fact that before it was McDavid versus Matthews only twice a year, or we only got a handful of Battle of Alberta matchups. You know, the fact that it wasn't as frequent added to what made it so great and so compelling. So if it goes back to a little more traditional schedule, once things are safe to do so here again, I think that's kind of what I would like to see.